In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Can we be upstanding? Come forward, please. Please come forward. Everybody, just push forward. This meeting is not a preaching, regular kind of meeting that we've been in before. Are we together? We have an assignment here. That's why we are here today. We have a venue where we hold meetings. It's not for the absence of venue. There's something we are doing here. So it's an agenda. Some of you may look strange to you. You see these men standing here. They are bearing witness. That's why they are still there. Can you talk back to me with the sound so I can hear it? Lift your hands. Pray in the spirit. I want your right hands up. Lift your hands. Pray in the spirit. If you know how to pray in the spirit, Precious name. Sit down. You can sit down. Just sit. Don't leave. Just sit there with your mic. Sit in front. Ha. You know why I said you should sit? It's so that you can be comfortable. We are not done praying. You are connected today, the key over your life will drop in your hands. Look at me now. If you are serious today, the key of your life will drop in your hands. Jesus said, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. The key will unlock your destiny. When you come to a phase in your life and you can't go back or forward, it means that some part is locked. You need a key. There are two things going on now. Can you see me? I want you, if I move, follow me. James and Peter and John went to pray in Acts chapter 3. And they told the man at the gate, look at us. And when he did, they said, all right, what we have, take. Keep looking at me because light is flowing out of me. My pacing to and fro is not an exercise. It's an operation of the spirit realm. God said to Zachariah, he said, I'm going to give you a place. You'll be pacing to and fro my presence. In Ezekiel chapter 28, he said to the cherubim, are you not the one I filled with musical instruments? And you were walking up and down fiery stones. There's a priesthood dimension in God. You only have to walk for the presence to come. You didn't get that part. You only have to walk and the heavenly realms will be opening. There's a reason why when you go to your village, the chief priest is chanting like this. And he's hitting, he's doing an operation. He's trying to form a coordination. But that is heaven's design. Ezekiel chapter 1 revealed to you that the spirit of the living creatures was inside a wheel. What is a wheel? It's an instrument of movement. Once the spirit of those of the cherubims enters your priesthood, you begin to move. And you move in line with your ordination. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even if you don't understand, open your spirit so that you can receive life. Ha. Ooh, shatakata. Your instrument is not loud. I want to hear it. Good, good, good. Can you turn it down a bit? I was saying something. Look at my eyes. The key of your life will be given to you today. I'm talking to you that it looks like your destiny is locked. It's not like it's the devil that locked it, but it's because you have come to a phase where you need divine intervention to bring you a shift. I'm telling you today that these heavens will open and the key of your next phase will land in your hand.
Amen.
Shaka teke leburata. Igede mekeski badai. Pate mele dobos. I want to open up the heavens. Let your glory fill this place. Let the people be changed. Let the atmosphere fill. I'm opening up my realm in Christ. Let power flow, let grace flow, let wisdom flow. Start praying now, it has started. I need prayer now, Peter. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Listen. There are many things happening here at the same time. As I'm speaking to you, I'm trying to break into the places in the realm of the spirit also. So I'm talking to you, I'm ministering to God, and I'm warring in the spirit all at the same time. If you pray, it will make it easier. Close your eyes, close them and pray. Baba Peter, read Revelation chapter 4. Let them know what I'm talking. Stand up and read it. 4:1.
Revelation 4:1.
Yes.
After this, I looked.
After this, what happened? I've been asking you to look at me. There's a reason for it.
And behold, a door was open in heaven.
Is that door I'm trying to break open in the spirit realm?
And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet.
That's the sound of music. That's why I'm chanting at the same time I'm pacing.
Talking with me, which said, come up hither.
And that's why I'm asking you, be sensitive so that you can go up.
And I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
Hold up. What he's saying is, if I'm going to talk to you, you have to come up. There is a place I need to talk to you from, but many of you are not up yet, so I can't speak. So we'll keep doing the priesthood until you switch, until you plug in, until you connect. Are you ready? You will delay the meeting. It won't be my fault. It will be your connectivity. I'm going to ask you to do something for me. My voice is recovering from strain. So you are going to do the shout I want to do on my behalf. Kaparata katekes. You will join him too. Ma berekete pratama de belekes. Ah. When I say in the name of the Lord, we give him praise. You will shout, both of you. I can't shout now. Ma ne bekesuta rabadagada. I need everybody else praying. Keep praying until we get to that part. I wish my mic can be louder so I won't have to shout too much. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Shout. Hold on, you are not doing it the way we was. There's a way you do it in the realm. Listen. Why is happening like this? Because we are in a place. Give him a shout. Jesus, precious name.
Amen.
Sit down. We long for your glory. We long to see your praise. We want to see your face. Let your glory prevail. We long for your glory. We want
want to see your face, want to see you reign over all the earth. I will see, I will praise, I will see, I will praise. I long to see your face and your glory. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me again. Look at me. Hear what I want to say. We are in the season of the revelation of Jesus Christ. When we were praying to enter this year, he said there is going to be a revelation of God in the earth. And I said to him, I said, Jesus, make me your revelation. Many of you want to live your life. How has it been since you have been living your life? How far? There is a defined path that God has for you. We are in the season where Christ is on earth. Look at me, you will see him. It should come to the point also where they look at you, they should see him. We are in the days of the reality of the kingdom. Look at this. There is going to be a tangible glory on the earth. Not just in heaven again, on earth. See my eyes. Curtis. People will literally walk into homes and see the cloud of glory, the Shekinah of God present. You don't understand what I just said. Heaven is now on earth. There will come a time where the angels will transverse your corridors. They'll live in your house. It's the day of the glory of the Lord. You don't understand. God is going to carry the nations of the earth and weigh them as scale, and you will see that they are chaff. There is an emergence of men that will be like nations themselves. They don't understand what I'm talking about. It's not going to happen to your Idoma man or your Igala man. I'm talking about your identity. It's not going to happen to the Idoma man in you. It's going to happen to you because there is a Christ in you. There is going to come another. You see, I'm saying many things. Pick the one that is yours, because I'm reading the books of prophecy now. Amen. There is going to come a time that the seed of God inside of you that was just like that orange seed will become a tree and an oak, and the birds of creation will come and live on it. What I'm saying to you is, when you gave your life to Christ, he put a seed. There will come a time it will become a forest. They didn't see that part. You will cease to become ordinary.
Amen.
I'm talking to you. There is a stream inside of you. He said, Lord, fill my cup. There is coming another time that the stream will now become a river.
Amen.
Listen, we are going to flood the earth, and the flood is not going to come out of heaven direct. It's going to come through your channels.
Amen.
I said it as a prophecy. It's happening now. That there's going to come another time, which is now, your presence will exit principalities out of territories.
Amen.
When you do that, listen to me, look at me, listen, I want to teach you government a little bit. When you come to a territory, there is a spirit government at work. the spirit government, you will know that out of the lifestyle of the people, the habit that is consistent. When you come to a place where everybody is limited, nobody becomes anything. They are just wasting away. There is a principality of captivity. When you have casted it out, everybody will experience liberty, because the Pharaoh that was keeping them bound has been kicked out. When a dictator leaves power, all the people in prison, you didn't understand. When Trump captured the president of Venezuela, they opened the prison gates. I'm saying to you today, out of your community, the prison gates are about to be opened.
Amen.
Oh, patekesh, rapata kateke poporatata. That spirit government is another kind of arrangement. There is the one that holds meeting and delivers people, but when the government person from the kingdom comes, he just kick out principalities and enthrone new government, and breakthrough begins to happen. What I'm saying to you now is, just be praying, be praying, be praying, be praying, be praying. Let me explain my speech again. Look at me. When Trump captured the presence of Venezuela, I'm using that illustration because something is going on with the sound. Because it's the closest to us. When he captured the man, the people that were unlawfully kept in prison because he didn't like them, they came out. They are not out because he likes them to be out. They are out because another power has taken over. What I'm saying to you is, your siblings that have been caged, your lineage that has been caged, everybody dies after a particular age. When they get to 49, they die. When they get to 49, they die. 48, they die. That's the spirit of death. It's a blood-sucking devil of untimely death. When you sit in the seat of council with Jesus, and he puts government on your head, when you show up in the family house the next time, that devil that's killing people begins to back out.
Yes, sir.
It's a governmental operation. What I'm saying to you is, there is going to be the expiration of illegal Amen. Rule in the spirit.
Amen.
Oh. They don't understand that. Apostle, you will read for me again. You pull out Zachariah. Listen, I want to show you something. Zechariah chapter 6. If you have your Bible, you can turn to where I want to read. Mm-hmm.
start reading from verse 1.
Zechariah 6, verse 1. And I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses, and in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grist-led and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what all are right. these, my lord?
You are what? Back verse up four. To verse five, to chapter 5.
Chapter 5. Verse 1.
Start from verse 8.
Verse 8. And he said, this is wickedness.
No, go back to verse 6. Look at what he's saying there.
Zechariah 5, verse 6. And I said, what is this? What is it?
What verse did you start from?
6.
5.
All right.
I want you to hear that story.
Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now thy eyes.
Okay, hold on. So he is in the spirit realm. He's in the visions of God. And the angel said, look, what did he see?
And see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah that goeth forth.
He what said, is an ephah? An ephah is like a mudu. It's a container. So when he looked into the realm of the spirit, if he saw something like a container flying, a GP tank flying in the air. Go on.
And he said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth.
It's saying that there are those kinds of ephahs exist in different quarters in the realm of the spirit. Go on.
And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead.
They opened the cover of the ephah. They opened the cover of the GP tank.
And this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah.
So inside the container, that container was actually an what they call an air marine, or what they call a submarine. It was carrying a principality. The principality has a vehicle. It was flying everywhere. So they opened the car door, and they saw a woman sitting inside. Go on.
And he said, this is wickedness.
Listen, now when Zechariah saw the woman, what he saw was woman. But the angel said, that's not just a woman, that's the spirit of wickedness. What are they going to do with that woman?
And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted I up my eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings.
Now there are two people in that. Can you skip up to where that? Just read faster, please.
For they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah, and between the earth and the heaven. Then said I to the angel that talked
with me, listen to this part.
Whither do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, to build it an house in the land of Shinar.
Okay, sit down. You do hear that part? Zechariah is like, where are they traveling with this GP tank? With the spirits of wickedness, where are they going? And the angel told him, he said, these things, they are going to Babylon. That is, Shinar is a city, is a province of Babylon. There's Chaldee, there's Shinar, they're all in Babylon. He said, they are going to build a house for it. Then the wicked spirit will be living inside. That's so their principalities that have houses. That's what they did. So when you go to, that's why I see wickedness is plenty in Babylon. You know why? That's why wickedness has a house. Do you want power? It takes power to prevail. There is a power, let me tell you, there is power to heal the sick.
The Bible calls it dunamis. When you want to deliver a generation, it's not the sick you primarily need to heal. Because if you heal the sickness and not deal with what causes it, the devil is still up there. There's another dimension the Bible calls exousia. Is authority. Somebody say authority.
Authority.
Capacity to make a decree and they will obey. When you go to your house and you lift your voice and you say enough with this, if they don't respond to you, they don't see exousia. They don't see the power that comes with your word. They may even deal with you. Do you remember the guys that tried to cast out devils in the name of Jesus of Paul? What did they do? They beat them up, tear their third and clothes and kick them out. That's what happens in the realm of the spirit. When you begin, you try to operate an authority that you do not have. They'll beat you up, pull down your finances, all your money runs down, your business begins to ground. Because you attempted to do something that you were not legitimately authorized. But hear what he's saying. Because you are in the midst of the kingdom. And he says the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but it's in power. And in the demon, lift your right hand. I want to put power on you. When you pray again against that issue, let's see the devil that will not respond to you. Close your eyes. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, pray. I want to put it on you now. Pray, 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 pray. Are you ready? Close your eyes. 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 Am I loud enough?
Yes, sir.
I thought these were feedbacks. I think they are giving the feedback there. Now listen, lift that hand up. The disciples came and they said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name. Whatever has not obeyed your decree, you pray, and it remains. You pray against it, and they attack you. You pray against it, and they come to press you at night. That operation, today is the end.
Amen.
I didn't get an amen I like. Amen. Today is the end.
Amen.
You prayed against it and you went with a sickness. You went down with an affliction. I'm judging them now in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you attack them in prayer again, they will be subdued under your feet.
Amen.
Look at me again. You know why I'm doing what I'm doing? You know why I'm doing this? You know how I, why I'm doing this? It's because I was told to do this. Today, beginning from today, what you are supposed to be doing with your life that has remained a mystery to you. Wisdom and inspiration and direction will begin to speak through you.
Amen.
There is what is called a cloud of unknowing.
Yes.
The spell of confusion. The cloud of misdirection. When it overwhelms you, you don't even know why you are living. Many persons are confused on what to do now. They said if you go to school, you can secure your life. Now you even have a master's. As if the master is making you a master in going down. Back in the basket, Peledia. That cloud of confusion is packing away from your life.
Amen.
It's rolling away from your life now.
Amen.
It's rolling away from your life now.
Amen.
I bring a liberty from God this evening.
Amen.
It's liberty from the spell of confusion.
Amen.
The spell of misdirection.
Amen.
The spell of lack of direction.
Amen.
The spell of idleness. weakness.
Amen.
A spell of indolence.
Amen.
A spell of apathy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank your Lord and get out.
Amen.
Pray tongues
now.
Let me tell you how it operates. You need a mind that works to think constructively. When the prodigal son took his inheritance and squandered it, he didn't have a pastor. There was no prophet. But one day he sat down and he thought. And he reasoned his way out of his calamity. When you attempt to think constructively, these devils come and jam your frequency. All manner of thoughts come at the same time. And because, you know, look, if you see sound systems, there's what is called an interference. When the interference is not constructive, you have, what you have is a noise. What you have is just rubbish. You can't make any meaningful thing. Do you, so they jam your thoughts and you can't produce a linear thought. So you are stuck in the same thing. Ah. What's going to happen to you now? The stream of your thought will become linear.
Amen.
I can't take Obanda. I'm raising a fresh judgment over the spirits that make people confused. The devils of confusion that lead you to depression, that lead you to despair, that lead you into.
Listen,
there are many persons. They made a covenant with these spirits. When they began to take drugs, that's a covenant. You began to take alcohol, consume contents that are not good for your soul, pornography, all manner of rubbish. That was the day they packed their load, their Ecolac, and they just brought their wardrobe and set it in your house. So when you go, they are following you. Why? Look at him. Why will you think now we are here and they jam it again? Was it not you that prepared your CV earlier this year? Why are you not applying jobs? Why are you not going out? The day you, many things just go. The man was looking like the sun. Reality does not drop. The captives will still be in prison. But I'm announcing today to all the principalities. Kateke Bokota. Across the length and the breadth of this territory, hear my ordinance. You know what Balaam said? That's not a normal shout. He said the shout of a king is amongst them.
Yes.
Oh, when you watch your medieval movies, when the king is about to lead the troops, he gives a shout. Woo! Tell the angels, move now. There is war. Hey! Hey, look at me. Hey. The shout of a king is amongst them. That's what they've been waiting for. The shout of a king is amongst them. Tonight there's the shout of the king just occurred.
Hallelujah.
See, look at me. Look at me. The government of Jesus Christ. What did I say?
The government of Jesus Christ.
Let them hear this. The government of Jesus. What did I call it?
The government of Jesus.
He's not going to reign in that government alone. He said we will reign with him. What you are seeing now is what will be happening when you are reigning. You will judge principalities.
Yes.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you don't know you will judge angels. Look at my eyes. You see principalities, fallen devils, hosts and territorial princes. You will sit in the council in the spirit realm. You will be the one to pass their sentence.
Yes.
I'm not teaching a new doctrine. Paul taught it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. John saw it in Revelation chapter 20. He said, and I saw thrones, and there that sat on them was given the authority to judge. And the rest of the dead did not rise again. Blessed are those who are part of the first resurrection. That's two witnesses now. The psalmist saw it. Psalm 110. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right hand till I make all your enemies your footstool. How will I do it? I will send the rod of your strength. They will proceed from Mount Zion. They will declare to you, rule. Where? In the midst. That's why we are here in their midst.
I am.
To do what? To rule. Look, see, if you don't know how to reign, then you will be a misfit in the revival. The revival that is now is not the revival of people falling under the anointing or cripples walking alone. There's a new kind of revival. It comes with a strategy. There is a system for it. There is a wisdom, and that's what I'm revealing to you. It's the throne dimension where there will be government, where there will be authority, where there will be dominion, there will be principalities. Just
Kayata.
Listen. Paul was in Ephesus, and he did 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 in Ephesus, and the entire city scattered. Oh my God! Everybody left the temple of Diana, and the people, worshippers, began to protest. One man came to our city, and the temple of our goddess has been forsaken, and it led into a riot. And they had to call one of his associates and said, "This is the man." But they were agitated, but they couldn't harm them. That's what happens when territorial spirits are thrown away. Award!
Thrown away.
Award!
Thrown away.
Award!
Thrown away.
Award!
Thrown away.
But we are throwing them away.
Amen. Kayata. Shandete.
I'm here to announce. Listen, I told you there are many kinds of arrangement going on at the same time. There is the annunciation power going on. Micah said, truly I'm full of the power of God and his spirit to declare. Hi, 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 hi. I'm announcing so that all, listen. The Bible says in the book of Revelations, when the breaking of the scrolls occurred, the Bible says, and they passed a decree. I don't like that movement. Hey, 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 hey. The Bible said, you are in my front, you are moving, I can't see that well. The Bible said a decree came from heaven. Say, innocent, have you seen this? They say, loose the angels bound in the Euphrates. They are angels that are bound in territories waiting for the announcement. You didn't see that? Oh, the angels were in Euphrates. They have been there for many generations. But that day, they say, now loose them, loose them. And when they loose them, they dry them. Listen, I'm announcing it so that territorial powers from heaven that God has set in this place can hear my decree. And next time when the church services go on around here, there will be conviction.
Yes, sir.
A power holding people from going to serve the living God. I'm here to break it now. I'm not here on my authority.
Oh, yes.
I'm not here because I like it. I'm here because I'm ordained. To declare, to proclaim. Saki kiki kiki go break it ever. I'm here with the kingdom. Break it, take a bottle of Canada. All the churches here, the ministries here, the church groups here have been trying to do with another kind of arrangement. I came with the crown of the kingdom only to pass a decree. You hear my voice. Listen, because Daniel prayed, the angel in Revelation chapter 10 told him, he said, I'm just here to be with you. I'm going back to fight that prince. When I'm done, because the gate is going to remain open, Michael will come.
Oh,
hey, and Michael is not just a person. Micah is a leader of an angelic troop.
Aya.
Revelation chapter 12. Ooh. And the dragon and his angels fought. And Michael and what?
Angels.
I'm speaking to the troops. Those for judgment, judge. Please open these gates. I've broken open these territories.
Amen.
Let the floodgates of angelic government, let it begin to penetrate.
Amen.
Let the floodgates of divine agenda. Look at me. See me. You may see me wearing white now, but if you look at me properly, you see that there is something else on me right now. I'm leading you in the spirit. This is how we reign in the kingdom. We call an assembly and we journey into the realm of God and begin to cast down devils on the highway. By the time we are done, the principalities here, we know that the angel of the Lord has passed through this place.
Yes, sir. We can take it, 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 take it.
Yes,
glory.
Yes, yes.
Power, yeah. Dominion.
honest question. How many of you know something, sense you are aware something different is here going on here? Just come. Yes, listen. The meeting has finished. What is supposed to happen because of the kingdom? You will know that one has happened where it should happen. Why will you don't? Some things go on beyond what you see and hear. That's what it means to be to be spiritually governmental. Now it's time for you. Now it's time for what? Yeah, God wants to minister to you. Wants to speak to you. And anybody present, anybody connected, I want you to talk to God now. The last meeting we had, one of the meetings we had in December, while we were speaking, some persons were in the pew, and one of them this was their prayer point: Lord, this issue, let it go. Shortly after they said it, or what? That's the next issue I pronounced. Whatever is an issue of concern now, talk to God about it in your heart. God about yourself now, wherever you are, in your houses, in your stores, across the road. If you can hear me, pray. I'm going to take authority over sicknesses and diseases very soon. So if there's a sickness or disease in your body, you heard a testimony from the last meeting when they were called out and prayed for. Her hands were laid on her, and 2 days later she realized that all the symptoms and everything had cleared off. That and so many we've not heard from, you are yet to hear, that we are aware of. If there is a sickness in your body, talk to God about it now. Pray for your life now. Pray for your life now. In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
We'll soon be out of here. Why we are still here at this time is because we had a delay setting up the sound that ate into the actual time. Ancient of days, as old as you are the Lord, you are the Lord of.
of glory, Ancient of days, as old as you are, you are the King, you are the King of glory. Realms of glory, heights of wisdom, depths of power is calling on me. Realms of glory, heights of wisdom, depths of power is calling.
Realms of glory,
heights of wisdom,
heights of wisdom,
depths of power,
depths of power,
yeah,
calling on me.
Realms of glory,
realms of glory,
heights of wisdom,
heights of wisdom,
depths of power. Ancient of days, as old as you are, you are the Lord, you are the Lord of glory. Ancient of days, as old as you are, you are the King,
the King of glory.
Let's be one.
Your
parts of glory.
Your
For a meeting, I sat inside a tricycle with somebody here. They didn't recognize me. We were in that tricycle for 15 minutes and they didn't know I was the one. The people who invited me, when they came, they missed me. And that's how much I had changed within 4 months or so. It was in that territory I began to sing this song. Carry me away in the realm of glory. What I'm singing to you and over you and by God, after today, right? Where the devil thought he kept you, he kept your destiny. They will come and check and you won't be there again.
Amen.
This is not the amen of people that believe.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm not speaking so you'll be happy. We've gone for a meeting before and we gathered to pray. Peter, you were there. When I sensed that the reason why the people in the meeting were there was not genuine, was not accurate, I ended the meeting immediately it started. You remember? And the people were like, what happened? So I'm not speaking to excite you. This meeting would have closed. I would have closed it long enough. So I'm not exciting you. I'm doing what I'm sent to do now. Close your eyes and receive as I'm declaring. Where the enemy thought he kept you, I'm here today anointed by the Holy God. Kai, they will take again and they will not see you there.
Amen.
There are paths in the realm of the spirit. Job said there is a path which not found nowhere. The eyes of men, they have not seen it. Even the eagle that soars above the mountains cannot detect it. I'm anointed by the Holy God in the name of Jesus. David said, you make my feet like hinds feet, and then I will tread upon my high places. Look now, look now. Your feet have been changed now.
Amen.
Today is the last day of February. I'm anointed to declare to you, as you are stepping into mat, mat. You have been in one place since last year, 2 years, 10 years. Whatever brought you to this meeting, or whatever put you under the sound of my voice, as you are ending February and you are stepping into man, I'm commanding your life to march on.
Amen.
Whatever reoccurring pattern that the devil has put in your life is a reoccurring pattern. I'm here to break that cycle. I'm here to break that cycle. I'm breaking that cycle. I'm breaking that pattern.
Amen.
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 David said that it is possible for the devil not to be involved, and yet your life is in a standstill. He said it's because the lines are not falling for you in the right places. They are falling for you in unpleasant places. But I'm here to correct your narrative. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and connect with mine in the spirit. Lines fall in the right place for him.
Amen.
Fall in the right place for her.
Amen.
Every arrangement of this favor working against your life. Listen, when they say favor, you see money, something must be wrong with you. You can't assess your destiny without favor.
Yes.
Favor is not for money. Favor is for fulfillment of life purpose.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said they did not get it, the lamb, by contention. It's because the Lord has favor on them. Your destiny will come by favor.
Amen.
Listen, favor is not for money. If favor is not in your life, you will not accomplish your destiny. Jesus found favor even on earth, and many came to him and assisted him in his earthly ministry. While you are alone, nobody wants to walk with you. It's because the favor of God is not on your establishment. No staff stays beyond 6 months. There is something working against you. I'm here today now. I'm eradicating it from your life.
Amen.
Favor is not what gives you money. Favor is what gives you a place in the place where you need to have a place.
Hi.
Queen Esther was already in the palace. She was already a queen, but she needed to be somewhere in her own kingdom, in her own palace. She needed favor. So if you are not even in your palace, then what do you need? You need multiplied. So it's not because of money. It's because where you need to be. What's her name again? Praise. Lift your hands where you are. Praise. Lift your hands where you are. I'm decreeing favor over your life now.
Amen.
In this new year, from today,
henceforth,
favor that will give you your place in life.
Amen.
That will give you your assignment.
Amen.
Give you your place in destiny.
Amen.
It's on you now.
Amen.
Look at me. There is a question in the Bible. One of the questions is, who is the one that the king has honored? When you apply for a job and there are 10 persons needed to be recruited and they have 50 qualified persons, is the one that the king has honored now? It's a matter of the one that finds favor. They say, they are too good, but we have to pick. So it's not your skill that matters now. It's the favor of God on your life.
Aye.
What I'm telling you today, that thing where there is a particular number they need about 50 persons, but over 1,000 persons came. Even if they are recruiting one, you will be the person.
Amen.
How is this going to happen? Say the favor of the Lord.
The favor of the Lord.
It's upon you.
Yes, sir.
It's upon you.
Amen.
It's upon you.
Amen.
It's upon you.
Amen.
It's upon you.
Amen.
I'm speaking to your destiny now. I'm speaking to the gates over your life. In the name of Jesus. Open.
Amen.
Open.
Amen.
Open.
Amen.
Open.
Amen.
Your life is closed. I'm saying open now.
Amen.
Whatever power from on high, an enchantment, a charm, a spell that they planted against you, look here now. I'm saying to you, by the authority of Jesus Christ, the effect and the power is broken now.
Amen.
You can't be the person where you go to the market and they touch you and your things disappear. No, if somebody touches you, their things should disappear into your pocket. Kai, the last time a spell worked on you, an enchantment worked on you, in the marketplace, on the street, or at work, I'm announcing to you that is the last forever.
Amen!
There are people that are uncharmable. The Bible says that there is no divination and there's no enchantment against Jacob that will prosper. I'm putting a new mark in your life.
Hallelujah.
When you walk tomorrow, that thing that wants to walk against you, when they touch you, it will fail.
Hey.
Woo! If I say hey, you reply.
Hey.
That's how you will scare the devil out.
Hey.
songs of affliction. Place your hand anywhere it's hurting. If it's up, just touch yourself. I yes, the anointing to discharge affliction.
Hey.
Affliction, you can hear my voice. Devils of sicknesses, you can hear my voice. Whatever you be called, from of whatever your name is, or if you don't have a name but you have a description, whatever your description is, you can hear my voice. I'm telling you now, go out of their bodies.
Amen.
He said the Son of Righteousness will arise
healing.
The wings will be dropping healing. Let me tell you something. When he spreads his wings, what you see is a shadow. The shadow of the Almighty. As he cuts across you, every affliction vanishes from your life.
Amen.
That healing wings is being smoothed over here right now.
Amen.
It's being flung over here right now.
Amen.
And it's flapping over territories here.
Amen.
Every sickness under the sound of my voice.
Oh, yeah.
The devils are kindly asked to quit. Quit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They are expelled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take authority over the powers of controlling spirits. They have possessed your child. He changed overnight. I'm undoing the power over his mind. They touch your brother, your loved one. All of a sudden, he became another person overnight. I'm coming to undo what they have done. And I'm restoring his sanity.
Amen.
I'm restoring his mind.
Amen.
His change is now.
Amen.
The grip of the devil over his soul is broken.
Amen.
Jesus gave a commandment. He said, when you go and they accept you, he said, teach, preach, cast out devils, heal the oppressed, and say to them, the kingdom just came. I'm saying in the name of Jesus, any devil that needs to be casted out of your life, of your mind, of your body, of your soul, of your business, of your finances, of the affairs of your life, they are casted out now, 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 now,
Amen.
Now, now. And so it is done.
Amen.
Whatever expectation that had to come, and it delayed. Fruit of the womb, miracle, an employment, a miracle job, a contract, a visa, a travel opportunity. In the name of Jesus, this year it will not pass it.
Amen.
It will not escape this year.
Amen.
This month, it will not escape this month of March.
Amen.
If you have faith enough, it will not escape the coming week.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
Papa keke ko popotes. La baraka teke poko sike teke rebe teke dia. There are people that if you sense I need to lay hands on you, come. Just come. I don't want. If you sense I need to lay hands on you, just. Whatever the expectation is, it is done. It is done. Go ahead, give me praise. Jesus. Most precious name we are praying. Wherever you are, you're under the sound of my voice, you are here. Wherever you are, you can hear me. The things that we have spoken about, don't change the sound. The things that we have spoken about will only work if you are in the kingdom. So I'm going to give you a fresh opportunity to start again with Jesus. It's God Himself giving you that opportunity, not me. So just with your, and for some of us, we need to make a fresh commitment. We call it a rededication of life. To start again. Just put your hands on your chest and begin to ask for the Lord mercy. Mercy, mercy. I'm asking for fresh help, fresh grace. Mercy, grace. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. You can pray with me and say, Lord Jesus. Peter, pray too. Pray so that they can have. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for your mercy.
I thank you for your mercy.
I present myself.
I present myself.
Before you.
Before you.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
I believe in your finished work.
I believe in your finished work.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And so I apply myself.
And so I apply myself.
To your provision.
To your provision.
Of salvation.
Of salvation.
I receive you into my heart.
I receive you into my heart.
In faith.
In faith.
Knowing that.
Knowing that.
You have made me.
You have made me.
A new creation.
A new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And everything is now new.
And everything is now new.
So I receive the grace.
So I receive the grace.
To walk in this newness of life.
To walk in this newness of life.
In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Go ahead and wave to Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Celebrate God with a clap offerings.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. We are closing. Sit down. What has happened here is more than what your eyes can see. And we've said that before. Now, here's where I'm going to with this. Your being here has implicated you for something great, something precise. Nothing serious happens where somebody is not taking things seriously. Look at me. You are entirely responsible for the conclusion of your life. God has spoken the word. You will act on it. Prophecy gives direction, but the prophecy will not lift your legs up and push you. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I want it to be that 10 years from now, 2036, you can still tell me about this meeting. Like some tell me from about meetings from 7 years, 10 years ago. It's the spiritual dimension of the kingdom. It's coming physically when it enters inside of people and structures like you have seen tonight. Some of you will leave tonight, you will see your dream will change. You see you cutting the head of a serpent. You see you cutting the head of a serpent. It's showing you what happened. It's like a preview of what happened in the meeting that you didn't see. Some of you will have encounters or have experiences of things leaving your body. The Holy Spirit is just telling you something happened. You were not aware, but this one is good. You know it. What I'm saying is, nothing serious happens where somebody is not taking it seriously.
And the devil is a strategist. The day you think that the devil cannot deceive you, that's the day his deception has started in your life. He even came to Jesus. What I'm saying is, don't allow the devil engage you in things so much so you miss the core of your life. Are you with me? There is a deposit inside you. You have a gift inside you. You can sing. You can write. You are something. But the devil makes your needs. They see, as if you came to this world to meet needs. How about your fulfillment? When you go to heaven, will you tell God, I met needs, so they won't judge you according to that. Rather, it's how much of your destiny you fulfilled. When you see the way heaven operates, you will see that some things, they don't know when you got a new phone. They are not interested. Your clothes, they won't even know, because Jesus is coming to destroy everything you are seeing with your eyes. So they won't know if you bought a new house. It's the works that you do in his name that we live on after now, and that will give you a place in the world that is to come. That's why Paul said, let me suffer here. Tomorrow, he will crown me with a crown of glory. You heard that in his epistle, right? Be wise like that. I'm not saying you'll be a nobody on earth. If you follow where he's leading you, you can't be a non-entity. But the catch is, you have to be following where he's leading you. What we do here is to teach you to know God for yourself. Everybody that comes here, people that came, many, some of them are saying, and then I saw this, God asked me. That's what we want. They are in places in life now because they followed God to where he was leading them. Because if you proceed, what I'm doing, you'll be doing it also. There's glory. 10 years, I've mentioned 10 years. 10 years from now, this is 2026, 2036. You will see 10 years from now, 10 years from now, the things that God did today should have materialized. 10 years is not far. 10 years was 2016. You see how it happened. 10 years will happen before your eyes. You need money to do what you want to do. Dollar is not in heaven, it's on earth. When God gives you authority, it will come your way. I'm giving you a 10-year framework now. You should be somewhere 10 years from now. You should be walking in tangible realities now. If after 10 years you are still prophesying to me about things to come, because some of the things these people are seeing here, I told them 10 years ago. Yes. And you're like, oh, this is one of the things you said many years back. The things I'm saying to you now, 10 years you would have seen them concrete. Your prophecy is not a science fiction. It's supposed to come to pass. It's supposed to do what?
Come to pass.
If you are following God, and following God rightly. By myself, God said to Abraham, I've sworn, I will bless you. With yourself, make a commitment to God today. And say, I will follow you till the end. And when God leads men, he makes them. How many of you have been blessed today? Something has changed in your life.
Amen.
Something has adjusted in your life.
Amen.
There's a miracle in your body.
Amen.
There's a miracle in your house.
Amen.
There's a miracle in your email box.
Amen.
There's a miracle waiting for you.
Amen.
Peter, come up. When that miracle happens to you, what will you do? You will praise, right?
Yes,
you say,
sir.
Thank God this thing has happened. My job has come. I've built my...
The company I've been struggling to build for years, I built it. That's what this song is telling you.
We will see.
We will pray.
I will see.
I will see.
I will pray.
I will pray.
And I will see with my eyes. I will see. Yes, I will praise.
I will praise.
Yes, you will see. I will see. I'm declaring it for you.
I will praise.
You will see with your eyes.
I will see.
You will see with your eyes.
Now is that you become visionary. You become what?
Visionary.
It's not like you'll be seeing, because you, when you, God will be putting imagination. It's as if you can touch the image. That's God speaking to your business you want to start. You see it before your eyes. Let me tell you, one way God speaks to me is when the word lands, all the possibility just happens. Peter, you know that. Even if he says go and meet Trump, I will just see that I can meet him. Every hurdle, it doesn't matter if I don't even have a visa yet. I just see it possible. You will live here today with a visionary dimension.
Amen.
You will see the clarity of your tomorrow. You won't doubt it.
Amen.
Impossibility will rid you of. When they say conquer the giants, they say we are like grasshoppers. See me, I've finished preaching, but God is still speaking. That day the devil was on vacation. He was not here, but he said, let me leave a limitation in their mind. So because they couldn't see their future, they wandered for 40 years. The reason why you are going in circle is because when you were supposed to see your destiny, you said it cannot be me now. And he said, okay, let him wander again until he can believe. The generation that could believe later came.
Hi.
I'm giving you an expo, Victor. Believe in multi-billion dollar enterprises. It's not too much for you. It doesn't matter whether you don't have a degree. When God designed your life, he was not consulting with Harvard University. He was consulting with his ability.
Yes, sir.
$1 billion enterprise.
Yes, sir.
See yourself in that realm today. And don't think you are too young. It doesn't matter. There were kings that reigned at 6 years old in the Bible. You are 30. In short, you are too old now.
My ears have heard. My eyes have seen. I will pray.
So look at me. Let me give you a charge as I live here.
I will see.
See me. Can you see what I want to say? Leave this place tonight. Have a vision and lay down your all and say to the devil in his eyes, if you summon all your witches in the world, you will stop me this time.
Yes, sir.
I will see.
If you can declare it, the heaven will back you up.
Oh, I will see.
Will you see tonight? Say yes.
Yes.
Will you believe tonight?
Yes.
Will you have faith tonight?
Yes.
Then go and fulfill your life. You have been empowered. Go and fulfill destiny. Go and fulfill your life's assignment. Don't doubt it this time. Don't doubt it this time. Don't doubt it again. Don't, Victor, don't doubt it again. Don't doubt it again. Don't doubt it again. They say, don't doubt it again. I asked for strange things over 10 years back. You won't believe the things I asked for. But I didn't care. I asked God for it. Now you are about to see them. When they manifest, I will tell you I asked of this one.
I will pray.
Believe. Have faith. And go. This time, you will succeed.
Amen.
You did it with fear the last time. Whether it will work or not, that's why you didn't succeed. The fear in your heart spoke against you. I'm empowering you with the power that comes by the faith that Jesus gives. Go now and succeed.
Amen.
It's a man of power conquer riches. The kind of resources that if they see, they say, where did this one come from? I'm laying it on you. If you believe it, you will have it.
Yes, sir.
I believe.
The kind of resources where a man is richer than his entire lineage, richer than his state, richer than his nation. Bring him again. I want to lay a mantle on him. Go tiki. Lift your hands. Yeke kusi kiki kipata. Barakaka teke boshikata. Dimensions in the spirit that this grace has cut across. Ileke take it. Shala keteke. Bashekekete. Dimensions. If you desire it, take. Clement, can you come? Rekekete kabo. Boratatata. Basiki kiki kiki. Just stand here. Ilekete. Iborata. Isekumba. Lift your hand. Ayayayayayaya. Ayayayayaya. Seketeke. Basile de dene. Asilelelelele. I'm going though, but then, but he keeps bringing me back. Sir, please come. I don't know you. Whatever your heart can see, your hand sees. Hey, see me, just see. If your heart sees and believes it, your heart, I want you to break every, believe everything. Even if God says you tomorrow, you'll be the president of the United States. Say yes. It doesn't matter how illogically it seems. And don't look at your ability or your power. Because this kingdom puts things in people that changes them. So I'm asking him, put something in him that will change him. Hey. This kingdom just, he puts things in people that changes their life. Bring him up again. Something else wants to enter him. I'm done preaching, but I can't go because there is still more left. There is still more left. There is still more left. Hey, 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 this one is fire. Whatever is working against you, fighting your life. I turn on the prophetic mantle and the fiery dimension of priesthood. I'm hugging you. They will leave now. They will leave now. They will leave now. They will leave now. Is here to rewrite your tea. I'm taking your time. I know that. But what is going on here is more important than when you get home. Because you will surely get home, but this will not happen again. This meeting today, Christ has laid something on you. Lift your hands, giving praise. Father, we thank you for what you have done. You have done so much, and there is still so much you are willing to do. Continue to do it. 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 Go ahead, give him praise.
Ranta frante ke bebebebebebe. Shamanan karan sopren rade shabababa. Somebody just go ahead, give him praise. Kabranta bababa. And establish that which God has done in your life today. Abrente koras kamenanta fratai barakande korasasai remenente brando shasasandri katia barante bom bronze pregadabadagade. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise, Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. Thank you, mighty one. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' most wonderful name we have prayed.